الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهدي إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فحياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءات العربية المبتدئين. Dear brothers and sisters, حياكم الله to this new session of the Arabic for beginners. Now, yesterday we were talking about few things. We were talking about implementation of al-mu'arab bil-harakat and al-mu'arab bil-huruf. We said that mu'arab bil-harakat is four things and mu'arab bil-huruf is also four things. Mu'arab bil-harakat is ism mufrad, jam' al-taksir, jam' al-mu'annath al-salim, and al-fa'il al-mudari' alladhi lam yattasil bi akhihi shay'. Jam' and mu'arab bil-huruf is muthanna, jam' al-mudhakkar al-salim, wal-asma' al-khamsa, wal-af'al al-khamsa. And we asked each of you to do some work on these from the Quran, from the ayat or verses that you memorize. I don't know if any of you have come up with something. Please, if any of you have come up with something, raise your hand, please. If any of you has come with something, please raise your hand. من كان قد وفق لتطبيق هذه الأمور فليرفع يده. No one has come with something. As I see no hand raised at all. Then we are not going to go back to it, we are going to continue. Now, we spoke yesterday about al-fa'l, or al-af'al wa anwa'a. We said that there are three types of fa'l. We have fa'l called madi, and other one called mudari', and other called amr. Each one has ruling, has its own ruling. As for the madi, as the ajrum began with, he said, فَالْمَاضِي مَفْتُوحُ الْآخِرِ أَبَدًا. فَالْمَاضِي مَفْتُوحُ الْآخِرِ أَبَدًا. The فعل ماضي is always at the end of it, has فتحة. طبعا, of course, this is in most cases or generally, but in some cases we would see the ma'adhi with sukun, for example. And that is connected with نون التوكيد or نون النسوة. But generally the ماضي must be مفتوح. You say أكل أكل شارب لعب نام قام صام and the like. So all the فعل ماضي you'll see the فتحة of the last letter of it. Allah Ta'ala said قد أفلح المؤمنون أفلح أفلح قد أفلح من دس من من زكاها أفلح أن زكى both ماضي because نعم and we see the فتحة in on the last letter of each one of these two words. Also you say وقد خاب من دساها خاب خاب طيب خاب أن دساها both فعل ماضي and we see both as or each one of them as فتحة on the last letter of it. And then he said والأمر مجزوم الآخر أبدا. And the amr is majzoom. The last letter of it has the sign of jazm. However, as he said, but as we said, it is not as said forever. But in most of the times, but in some times you will see other harakat. نعم and يعني for example if the amr is connected to the waw al-jama'a you will see dhamma over the waw over the ba because it's connected to waw and the sukun is not much in here, so we have to put dhamma to cope with the waw. Same thing when it is connected to alif lam, for example, we need to put fatha. We cannot use this the sukun, which is the sign for jazm. Naam. But we don't say it is maftuh or no, just it is yani kind of alternative haraka. And then he spoke about the mudari. He said, والمضارع ما كان في أول إحدى الزوائد الأربع التي يجمع قولك أنيت. He said, and the مضارع is what begins with one of four letters. These are called الزوائد, the extra letter. The extra letter. And the verb is أكل. أكل is past tense. We want to make it present. So we'll have to use one of these four letters, which is all together in one word called أنيتو. أنيتو. You look the Hamza in A, أنيتو. This is for the first person pronoun. Say, أكلتو, شربتو. طبعا, يعني, generally says the Hamza, but sorry, عفوًا. Sorry, correction. أأكل, أشرب, ألعب. So you see the Hamza. Always, because it represents now the first person, who is me. And this does not make any difference between man and woman, male or female. Each one of them would say, أنا, أكلت، أنا شربت، أنا حججت، أنا صمت، أنا صليت. This is all أنا. طيب this is in the ماضي. When we make it into the مضارع say أأكل، أشرب، ألعب، أحج، أصلي، أصوم، أقوم، أنام. So you have to put the Hamza. نعم. And in with the noon represents the جماعه like we say نأكل، نشرب، نلعب، نحج، نصوم، نقوم، نصلي، نزكي، هكذا. all the time. And this represents the جماعه, whether جماعه of male or جماعه of female. Or next jama'a, yani, men and women are yani, represent the human being. Or it represents the human being. No matter what. Bye. With the ya, ya represents, now we said the hamza represents the first person singular. Noon represents the first person plural, whether dual or plural. And the ya represents this, the third person singular. Or dollar or plural, each one of them, no problem. They are can be used with each one of these, and each one of the third person, but must be masculine. Must be masculine. You say, Ya'kulu Muhammad, Ya'kulu al-waladani, Ya'kulu al-awladi. يأكل الناس general. نعم. So it is third party, but it is not feminine. It is not feminine. While for the ta, ta can be used for the مضارع of the second party. We say you, أنت تأكل, أنتما تأكلان, أنتم تأكلون, أنت تأكلين, أنتن تأكلن. I can be for the third person feminine. هما تأكلان. هما. But how can we differ? We said that before with the pronoun. أنتما. This is second person. هما. This is third person. طيب قال وهو مرفوع أبدا المضارع يعني المضارع he says and the مضارع is always مرفوع حتى يدخل عليه ناصب أو جازم المضارع is always مرفوع up until ناصب like أن ولن وكي precedes it or جازم like لم لأنها precedes it then the ruling is different. فإذا كان غير مسبوق بناصب أو جازم نقول أنا أأكل أنت تأكل نحن نأكل هو يأكل هما يأكلان لا لا يختلف هما يأكلان يختلف هو يأكل هي تأكل نعم هي تأكل طبعا except with نون النسوة then we say the مضارع is مبني the مضارع whenever connected to نون النسوة or نون التوكيد then it is مبني مبني not معرف نعم أو جازم مثل لم أأكل، لم تأكل، لم يأكل. ويسي العين سكون. فهذه أحكام الفعل، إما أن يكون ماضي مرفوع. These are the rulings of the verb. Either it is ماضي which is مفتوح الآخر أبد، أو أمر وهو مجزوم أبدا، يعني تراها سكونا على آخر. Or it is أمر which is مجزوم all the time, meaning you see سكون on the last letter. أو مضارع وهو مرفوع أبدا، or that it is مضارع and it is always مرفوع and it is always مرفوع إلا إذا قدمه ناصب أو جازم، except when there is a ناصب or جازم preceded. فهذه جملة أحكام الفعل. فإن كان لكم سؤال نتلقاه بصدر رحب، وإلا فنختم الدرس آملين أن نكون قد وفقنا فيما قدمنا، والله أعلم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. There is any question you raise your hand, otherwise we'll end the session wishing that we have presented something benefit you and be successful in that. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. نعم أم حسن، go ahead. حسن says السلام عليكم. وعليكم السلام ورحمة. What did you say makes the ماضي have ضمة؟ لا، did I say with the ماضي or the أمر؟ I said with the أمر، not with the ماضي. I said with the أمر. When the أمر is connected with واو الجماعة، like اكتبوا، and it is not necessarily all the time be dhamma. It could be اكتبوا this here the dhamma adheres and it fits there. While with اقرأوا، you see اقرأوا، see the hamza has fatha. So it depends on, but these irregular rulings, the Ibn al-Rum was speaking about the regular rulings or regular tenses of verbs. But regular tenses of these verbs. But some cases, sometimes it is irregular. Naam. I just mentioned about them. I did not mean to make it a subject now, because it will come inshallah later on when we speak about each of these individually. Nah, wallahu a'lam. What's this? نسهومي تفضل. Go ahead, tell your question please. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Sheikh, I wanted to know if you could please go over the fi'l and the blanks of each chapter, or the fi'l and the blanks, and also tell us the hard words meaning. I really need help on that. طيب لا ما المشكلة إن شاء الله. We can do that. No problem. But not all the Druze have fill in the blank. Can you give us homework? Well, I gave homework, but no one came up with the homework. That's the problem. I said in the regard, for example, the Mu'rab al-Harakat and Mu'rab al-Huruf, we need to do the exercise, the homework. Which I said, okay, get analyze the surah you memorize, and we said Fatiha, for example. And get out of it, analyze each word of it, whether it is Mu'rab al-Harakat or Mu'rab al-Huruf. What حركة or why it is معرب بالحركات, why it is معرب بالحروف, and what حركة or what حرف is used there. And as you know, I can't force people to make use of the class and learn, but I only can guide you to what benefits you inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feek, and inshallah ta'ala everyone else be as eager as this brother or sister Neshomik. I cannot read the name really. It's difficult for me. Neshomi. Something like that. Surayah. Okay, sister Surayah. I wish that everyone is as eager to learn as sister Surayah. This will be inshallah ta'ala very helpful, and it is a great great support for one's knowledge when you are eager and you try to do the homework and you ask for it. Now, fine. Let's say today's dars. We need each one of you to implement it to whatsoever verse of Quran or ayah or surah. Whatsoever you memorize, just not too long. For example, if you memorize Surah Al-Ikhlas or Falaq, try to use the depth of today to do the exercise. And I always like to link you to the Quran, and we make the exercise from the Quran so you can understand the Quran. That is the main purpose of teaching these classes. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.